Good morning. Skies have clouded over as a disturbance continues to approach from the eastern Great Lakes. Light snow is breaking out across the Catskills and the Mohawk Valley and will continue to overspread the remainder of interior New York and New England. Perhaps dry weather toward the Canadian border with some steadier snow across the higher terrain in the Catskills, Taconics, Litchfield Hills, and Berkshires from the early morning hours through about lunchtime. In most of interior New York and New England, we'll have a light dusting of snow up to an inch in most spots, but only a few locations across the hills and mountains will exceed an inch. As the disturbance passes by, snow showers will become less common this afternoon, but skies will remain mostly cloudy, and high temperatures will be in the upper 20s and lower 30s. As we get into the night tonight, skies will be partly cloudy as the system will continue to push away and a new area of high pressure will build in. Temperatures will drop back into the lower 20s for overnight lows. A new system will begin to emerge out of the southern plains and head in our direction on Friday. Out ahead of this system, a southeasterly breeze will bring milder air our way, and most everyone will reach into the lower 40s for afternoon highs despite mostly cloudy skies. It looks like it's going to stay dry through the daylight hours and well into Friday evening. The latest computer models shear this system off to our south as another disturbance pivots through southern Canada, kicking it along. However, the combination of the two systems will produce some mixed precipitation late Friday night and a few scattered rain showers, especially from I-90 south during the day Saturday, as high temperatures reach back into the middle 40s. We'll dry it out Saturday night, and with partly sunny skies, highs will reach to about 40 on Sunday. Another disturbance will swing our way on Monday with some snow showers, perhaps a period of light snow. Temperatures will top out in the mid-30s in the middle of the day before dropping off behind the system as a breeze picks up out of the northwest, driving in colder air for Tuesday with highs around 30. Right now it looks dry through the middle of next week with high temperatures on Wednesday in the lower and middle 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, developing storm that's currently moving through the west with gusty winds and heavy snow in the Cascades and Northern Rockies will eject into the southern plains today. As that system tracks through the northern parts of Texas, high wind watches and warnings are in effect, with the expectation of wind gusts up to 60 miles per hour lasting throughout the day. High wind and low relative humidity will also have the effect of an increased risk of spreading wildfires across far western Texas into the southern part of the state. Meanwhile, moisture returning ahead of the same system's cold front will help fuel locally heavy rain in the vicinity of the Ark-La-Tex and a low-end threat for severe thunderstorms extending from East Texas into the central Gulf Coast. The cold front and associated heavy rain will spread east along the Gulf Coast through tomorrow. At Mount Washington this morning, 130 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 14 degrees with a south wind at 3 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 11 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 19 degrees, the dew point 9, 65% relative humidity, a north wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.40 inches and falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with light snow and rain near 40, Boston mostly cloudy with a few snow showers in the lower 30s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with a few snow showers and highs in the upper 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 39 degrees, the low 19, the average temperature 29, that's 1 degree below normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday for the month, just a trace of snow, 4.3 inches of snow below normal for December, and with 10.4 inches for the season, that's 3.0 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 37 degrees, the average low, 22. The record high, 58, set in 1984 and in 1923, and the record low, 6 below zero in 1988. Sunrise this morning, 7:17 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:22 p.m. 9 hours and 5 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont. Also, the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers today, more sunshine possible toward the Canadian border with highs in the upper 20s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with light snow today and highs in the lower 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with light snow today and highs in the lower 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with light snow today and highs in the lower 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with light snow today and highs in the lower 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy but milder and highs in the lower 40s. A chance of rain showers or some mixed precipitation late Friday night, and rain showers on Saturday morning, scattered rain showers Saturday afternoon in the mid-40s, some morning sunshine Sunday, then thickening clouds around 40, mostly cloudy with a chance of light snow or snow showers on Monday, temperatures starting in the 30s, then dropping in the afternoon with an increasing wind. A mix of sun and clouds, windy and colder Tuesday near 30, and partly sunny in the lower to mid-30s on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.